Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, with so much Michigan-Ohio State talk, we didn't get too much into a Lions game, which looms huge Thursday. Lions-Green Bay Packers. Look, this thing's a... it's not easy. It's so funny. I feel like the moment Jared Goff said, hey, this isn't easy... It's being proven that it is not easy, and it's being proven, unfortunately, by way of injury more than anything else. The Lions have 13 players on the defensive side of the football currently on the injured reserve list. The good news is Carlton Davis was back at practice. If Carlton Davis is good to go, then the starting secondary is at full force, and that is more than a small deal. What's going to be really interesting is who's playing in the front seven, because there are going to be guys that have been here for like 35 minutes getting opportunities to play. Quan Alexander, there is some speculation that because he has a history in New Orleans with Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn, that he has a leg up on getting some snaps this weekend, a guy that they plucked off Denver's practice squad. Jack Campbell is in the middle of the defense and healthy. David Long played 13 snaps against Indy, then only played 12 against Chicago. Ezekiel Turner's last three games have gone 4 snaps, 11 snaps, 22 snaps. Trevor Nowoski is in the mix. And there was a report that Jamal Adams was taking reps at linebacker.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he was such a fierce hitter from the safety position and a playmaker. And, you know, he's got that speed that linebacker would be an interesting place for him if he doesn't have the coverage skills anymore.
Yeah. And which, you know, again, there is a belief that he's lost a step. And so it could make some sense. It could be an interesting repurposing. I'm not sure we're going to see him on the field this quickly.
I agree with you. It's an interesting story because you don't see repurposing of NFL players too often. You know, you don't see a whole lot of going from safety, being an all-pro safety in your career, to then shifting 8 years later to become a linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think maybe the obvious thing you can do is go from wide receiver to tight end, and even that doesn't happen often.
Yeah, I don't know. Not everybody is like your boy in New Orleans. They all don't have that skill set.
All right. Let's stop Taysom Hill. I hope he heals up, honestly. I don't want anybody to be hurt.
Okay, so, but I mean, Quan Alexander... I feel like Quan Alexander, David Long, and Trevor Nowoski are going to be the guys we see a lot of. Beyond that, defensive tackle, Levi Onwuzurike, DJ Reader did not practice. Mekhi Wingo is on injured reserve. Who's left? It's amazing. If you look at the snap counts at the defensive tackle spot last week, Aleem McNeil got a bunch of snaps, Patrick O'Connor and Broderick Martin are the guys who are left. And Broderick Martin got two snaps. Those are the guys who are left from a week ago at the defensive tackle spot.
Did we know Reader was hurt? Or is this just a maintenance day? Give him a day off. He's a veteran in the league, because I don't recall him leaving the game.
I thought I read today what it was that kept him out, but I hope it's just a maintenance day.
Yeah, I hope it's a maintenance day too. They need DJ Reader.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, this team can run it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they can. Josh Jacobs ran it against them last time when we were a healthier team. So,
yep. DJ Reader has a shoulder, apparently. Mm. Yep. So anyway, if he didn't practice, I guess we'll see what it is today. That's going to be a bit of a challenge. On the edge, Pascal did not practice. Three guys got snaps at the edge last weekend. Elkhwadeem Muhammad, Za'Darius Smith, and Pascal. That's it. I mean, that's it. So they bring in Jonah Williams and Miles Adams. I mean, I'm going to guess that one of them is going to be forced into action.
Well, they use a lot of linebacker play. Neiman and Nowoski are guys that come in there for those situations.
Yeah.
This is kind of – there are options that they have with using – Jack Campbell all over the place. And if you're going to let, David Long take more snaps, this is not optimal.
No.
Injuries are catching up with this team right now. This is a banged up group right now. It's on a 10-game win streak.
It's a skeleton crew. This is literally, they're going to have to do the team effort thing that's cliche, but it's really real right now with all the injuries they have. It's going to take a team effort. And there's not going to be one guy, that other than like Aleem McNeil and Za'Darius Smith, I think those two guys can kind of consistently try to beat their man one-on-one, but the problem is they're probably going to get doubled, and everyone else now, you're on an island, and you got to beat your man. And I think Glenn's been sending a guy every now and then always, one of those linebackers. That guy's going to have to beat the block. He's going to have to beat the fullback or the tight end or whoever it is and get to the quarterback, because they are just so thin in the front seven.
I think that there is a chance that we see more from Isaiah Thomas. Remember they picked him up? And he's still on the practice squad, right? I'm pretty sure he is. And so does he become a guy that he played? Let's see the last time he played. He played in week 9 was the last time he played.
He is on the practice squad. So is Isaac Okwu.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle-wise, Chris Smith is on the practice squad. Mitchell Agudé, a linebacker, is another guy who does that kind of defensive end stuff.
Well,
he was in the competition with James Houston, right? It was Agudé, Okwu, and James Houston were the guys fighting for those spots.
Yep. Anyway, you're right. Skeleton crew is what it is. They're trending towards, this is looking like a team that we need to prepare for them to get into shootouts again. They're going to get, they did that a lot of that last year, and we see why it's happening this year. It'd be freaking awesome if Aaron Glenn can piecemeal this thing together and keep the Packers in check. I mean, the Packers last game scored a meaningless touchdown late. Detroit beat them. Was 24-14, I think, was the final.
Yep.
Their defense was fantastic against
Green Bay. Defense only gave up one touchdown. The others, it was a touchdown, a 2-point conversion. They got 6 points on field goal.
Yeah. So it was an outstanding defensive performance against the Pack. And they're going to be, I don't suspect they'll be able to do it again. So we just got to get prepared for those shootout games, 35-31, those kind of games.
Well, I don't want to completely dismiss. And I don't think that's what you were doing here, but to Aaron Glenn and what he can do. Scheme up and what he can figure out, because he's done it all season long with less. Although this is the week that they have considerably, it looks like on paper, they have considerably less than they ever have at any point in the season this year. This is the one where it could be severely compromised all throughout the defense.
So I guess the one thing about this is, if we do get into one of these shootout games, and Friday we're taking calls about the defense, we have to keep in mind that it's expected at this time that many of these defensive players will be back. We don't even know who's going to be out. I mean, Pascal might be able to go this week for all we know. Reader might be able to go this week for all we know. If they are out and they get to a shootout game, it will be processed by some people as an indictment as to where they are and an indictment of their Super Bowl chances. I'm advising one not to do that. You don't need to do that. If they have a skeleton squad out there defensively...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's a survive and advance kind of game. And even, I mean, I guess even if they lose that game, as long as they're going to get their pieces back before... You know, because they'll still have a game up on Green Bay. They'll be tied with Minnesota, assuming Minnesota wins this week. I don't even know who the Vikings have. I haven't looked at that yet. But if Minnesota wins this week, yeah, they'll be tied with Minnesota, holding the tiebreaker, but it could all come down to that last game. And if it comes down to the last game, it's not the end of the world. It's a home game, and you hope to be healthier by then. Minnesota's got the Falcons this week. So yeah,
they play at home, yeah.
It's not it's as Jared Goff said, this isn't easy, people. 248-539-9797. I do have a proposal. I want to know what you think of said proposal. We'll get to that today at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.